Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. This week, we're getting back on track with what I had scheduled out by going and looking at the history, or pretty much looking into somewhat the story and some of what I found out, kind of history or thoughts behind the hymn, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, which one thing I read was that it is generally considered to be one of the most joyous expressions of hymn lyrics in the English language. As we looked a couple of episodes ago at Henry Van Dyke Jr. was the author of this somewhat classic hymn. And in terms as far as the words go. And it was actually set to the tune of Beethoven's Ode to Joy, which is part of his Ninth Symphony. And the words to the hymn itself appear within the third edition of Van Dyke's Book of Poems, which was published in 1911. The story behind Joyful, Joyful goes that it was while Van Dyke was serving as a well-established professor of English literature at Princeton, he visited the president of William College in Western Massachusetts in 1907. And it was stated that the beauty of the Berkshires, basically a mountain range there in Massachusetts, overwhelmed Van Dyke to the point that he picked up his pen and wrote the words to this hymn. It was then that he handed the hymn to his friend, the president of William College, and stated, "Your mountains were my inspiration. It must be sung to the music of Beethoven's Hymn to Joy, or his Ode to Joy." And while these, and that's basically the traditional story behind it. And while that probably served the major influence behind the words to the poem and his writing the poem, some believe that there's also some influence regarding the time in which he wrote it, because this was pretty much on the eve of World War I. And also, if you remember, one of his notable works was the story of the Other Wise Man. And that story actually came from a sermon that he preached when he was serving as a pastor previous to this, and he preached that sermon one Christmas Eve, where he talked about Artaban, the fourth wise man, who missed his caravan connection with the other magi, because he was helping a dying man. And then he arrived in Bethlehem too late to present his gift to the Christ child, and actually spent the next 33 years searching for Jesus. And it's during this time the gifts that he brought for the baby were actually used to help those in need. I have found a version of this story online, and I have linked to it in the show notes. And again, by the time Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee was written, the tensions in Europe were high as it was leading the way to World War I. But, however, Van Dyke held to his progressive Christian view and found hope in humanity through Christ, which was kind of a lot of what the theme behind The Other Wise Man was the showing kind of a hope in humanity, because if you remember what I mentioned in a couple episodes back when I talked about Van Dyke, when I mentioned about The Other Wise Man, one of the things was Artaban realized the greatest gift he could give the Christ child, although, was not the gift that he was going to give, but the fact that he sacrificed giving that gift to the Christ child in order to help others. And it was in that helping of others that he provided a great gift to Christ. Methodist hymnologist Fred Geely stated this about the hymn: Van Dyke countered the doom prior to World War I by speaking of a gay, cheery, all's right with the world note, which was in complete harmony with the widely held belief in an easy, if not inevitable, progress. The daintiness of phrase and lit of rhythm suggest Elysium or Eden before the fall. Pretty much, what he's saying is kind of that some of this hymn Van Dyke wrote was to kind of show the good side of, I guess, the positive side of humanity, the fact that to try and bring together a sense of unity, a sense of joy and hope when everything else around the world was kind of focusing on the doom and gloom that eventually led to World War I. Van Dyke actually stated this in regards to the hymn: These verses are simple expressions of common Christian feelings and desires in this present time. Hymns of today that may be sung together by people who know the thought of the age and are not afraid that any truth of science will destroy religion, or any revolution on earth will overthrow the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, this is a hymn of trust and joy and hope. So, again, kind of another short episode. Not sure if all the episodes are going to start being this short, unless I do a longer interview or something, but you can, if you like these shorter episodes, email me stories@godatworkpodcast.com and let me know if you'd like me to try and make to stretch these episodes out longer. Again, let me know. stories@godatworkpodcast.com. Before I close out the episode, let me just do a, basically read you out the verses of the hymn / poem. Because, again, like most of these hymns and songs, we usually know maybe the first verse and a couple other verses that are usually regularly sung, but we never fully sing the entire hymn. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou the Father, Christ our brother, all who live and love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals join the mighty chorus, which the morning stars began. Father love is draining o'er of us. Brother love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music lifts us sunward in the triumph song of life. Now, anyone who's heard the modern version at Christmas time probably realizes that what we sing at Christmas time aren't the exact same lyrics. And I was unable to find how or when exactly that Christmas version came about. The only thing I can speculate on is the lyrics of the Christmas version tend to be attributed to a group called Go Fish. So I'm not sure if they were the ones that actually rewrote portions of the hymn to fit into a Christmas theme. But as you can see, the actual original hymn isn't so much of a Christmas focus, but again, as Van Dyke put it, a hymn of trust and joy and hope in our Lord and Savior. So, again, this is Chuck Groover on the song Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, and that's God at Work.
Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.